synthesizers. So other artists that fall under the genre include Demtuda, Shasha, as well as Quish Essay. Have you voted? Hashtag the Urban Brunch. Send a tweet at UJFM. Hashtag the Urban Brunch once again. Let's see who is walking away a winner this morning. Our first vote is coming through from Tabsile. Tabsile is going with the Scorpion Kings featuring Marishan, Everything I Wanted. So that's one to Amapiano. Another one coming through from Bongane. Bongane going with the Scorpion Kings. So that's two. Kagiso going with the Soil. So that's 2-1. Mandisa are going with the Scorpion King, so that's 3-1. Four votes in. The last vote that I have is coming through from Mosa. Mosa is going with the Soil, Laulankosi. So that's 3-2, making the Scorpion Kings our winner this morning. Shout out to Tumi for that selection. It's back on the table for tomorrow. Unfortunately, Gabsile, yours was unable to contend, but we thoroughly enjoyed it. If you on the other end feel, hey man, you've got a song selection that's hot and worthy enough to contend, send it through 0817255228 and we will see what other song selection will be brought to the table. But right now, it's exactly 10 o'clock. Let's get into news with Andile Ntuli.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
In your stories making headlines this hour, Eskom seeks contempt of court order against Trillion, and a woman dies in Australia Day Lamington Eating Contest.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
For the news at 10 o'clock, I am Andile Ntuli. Good morning. Eskom has gone to court to ask for a contempt of court order against state capture-linked firm Trillion Management Consulting, which has allegedly failed to pay back a cent of the money it owes to the power utility, the Daily Maverick has reported. In June 2019, the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria ordered Trillion to pay back nearly 600 million rand that Eskom irregularly paid the financial advisory firm for services that were never rendered, according to the Mail and Guardian. Trillion was reportedly established by Eric Wood and Gupta acolyte Salem Essa, and acted as a supposed empowerment partner to consultancy firm McKinsey, who were contracted by Eskom to develop a turnaround plan for the struggling state-owned enterprise. The application is set down for early February. The embattled Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa has been dealt another blow in six carriages and a motor coach were destroyed in a blaze at the weekend. The train was reported to be alight at about 7 p.m. while it was traveling between Kentermaid and Century City stations on Saturday. Metrorail spokesperson Rihanna Scott said that the near-empty train was en route to Cape Town station and no injuries were reported. The Monte Vista railway lines are Transnet assets. Both lines were closed to allow fire and rescue to extinguish.